Adolescence, the harder half of parenting, comes last. In general, those parents with a low tolerance for change in relationships tend to have the hardest time adjusting to their child's adolescence, which is all about redefining on the way to growing up. Whether starting a family early or late, this long-term parenting commitment is worth keeping in mind, as is having some general expectations of developmental changes through which the adolescent will likely pass. The best way for parents to keep up with adolescent changes is to have a set of realistic expectations that help them to stay ahead of the growth curve. We don't like that there can be more social meanness in middle school, but at least we won't be taken by surprise should this possibility occur. Parents may not only miss the loss of their adolescent's childhood, they can feel an ongoing loss as adolescent development continues the transformation. Growing up is not a single, simple change from the past. It is also a sequence of changes going forward that requires constant adjustment. In the process, parents can feel like they are parenting a different child each stage of the way. Whether it's adjusting to the more disenchanted early adolescent, to the more self-absorbed mid-adolescent, to the more risk-taking late adolescent, or to the more overwhelmed last-stage adolescent. Knowing what developmental changes to anticipate can help. To that end, this book will descriptively and prescriptively orient parents to common adolescent changes and suggest ways to deal with them. As the table of contents suggests, this book is written for browsing and searching for specific ages and areas of interest and concern. It is topically organized as follows. Part 1 describes how adolescence marks the end of childhood, up to ages 8 to 9, changing the child, the parent in response, and the relationship between them, often in unwelcome ways. Part 2 describes issues that commonly arise in early adolescence, ages 9 to 13, and the separation from childhood. Part 3 describes issues that commonly arise in mid-adolescence, ages 13 to 15, and the complexity of forming a family of friends. Part 4 describes issues that commonly arise in late adolescence, ages 15 to 18, and the risks of acting more grown up. Part 5 describes issues that commonly arise in trial independence, ages 18 to 23, and the challenge of stepping off more on one's own. Part 6 describes special cases, 4 common factors that can intensify adolescent development: parental divorce, rate of growth, having a strong-willed adolescent, and having an adolescent-only child. An epilogue forecasts a few general issues about parenting your young adult, because once a parent, always a parent, in various ways, as this lifelong job continues.